In your investment account, you can have one where anytime you have cash coming in, it automatically sweeps it into a money market fund or a higher yield type of instrument. So you're not having what is known as cash drag on your portfolio, cash just sitting there and bringing down the overall return.
If you have over $200,000 sitting stagnant in your bank, retirement account, or home equity, then you're literally losing money. On this show, you learn how to get that money working for you consistently and conservatively. Learn to grow your nest egg with your host, Sean Winslow. Let's dive in.
Welcome back to the Multifamily Money Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Winslow, and this is another Finance Friday episode. Hey, everybody, you know the drill. Coming at you all things personal finance on Fridays, because after all, it's not what you make, but what you keep. And today is one of those episodes where I share something tactical. And what I want to talk about today, it's a solution to a problem we've been hearing in the news. And that's the uncertainty with the banking world, with the finance world. There's a lot of uncertainty we've seen over the last 12 months. Several banks actually go bust. There's been talks about runs on banks and what would happen if you had your money in a bank. And for those that didn't know the amount that was FDIC insured, I'm sure you do know that amount now, which is $250,000. And for those that aren't familiar with it, for whatever reason, essentially, you're FDIC insured, so federally insured up to $250,000. So if you have $249,000, $250,000 in your bank account, that is insured, meaning if anything happened to that institution, that bank, and the money evaporated, you would be insured and get that paid back through FDIC. However, if you had $251,000, that $1,000 above $250,000 would not be insured, and you would most likely lose that. So if you have $1 million in a bank account, the $750,000 above that $250,000 would not be insured by the federal government. So that makes a lot of people nervous, both individuals that are fortunate to have that type of money in a bank account and for businesses. A lot of businesses do. Small, medium, and large businesses have operating accounts where they need that type of money in cash at all times just to make their business run every day, from purchasing items for their business through vendors. If they're manufacturing, they got to purchase supplies and the raw material to manufacture what they're manufacturing. If they're a reseller, they got to buy product to then go sell to the customer. They got to pay payroll, all the expenses, utilities, rent, everything that it takes to run a business. So if you're a business doing 7+ figures, you're most likely going to need more than $250,000 in a bank account to make all that happen. So what happens if you just keep it all in one account? If anything happened to that bank, you could lose it. So what is the solution, or is there a solution to get around the $250,000 limit of the FDIC insured? Short answer is yes, there is. And it's called a insured cash sweep account. So there's different types of cash sweep accounts. There's in your investment account, you can have one where anytime you have cash coming in, it automatically sweeps it into a money market fund or a higher yield type of instrument. So you're not having what is known as cash drag on your portfolio, cash just sitting there and bringing down the overall return, right? It's swept as soon as it comes in. Maybe you set up a monthly contribution to your account, where you put an X amount of dollars every month and it goes into your brokerage account, retirement account, whatever it happens to be. Then the cash sweep account takes that cash and moves it into, say, a money market fund that's yielding something higher than it just sitting in cash. And so what an insured cash sweep account is this mostly used for businesses, but it can be used for higher net worth individuals who have a lot of cash on hand at a given time that they want more liquid. They don't want it in an investment. And so what happens that for, look at it from a business angle, your business, the end of every day, you have your main account with the bank you use. Let's say it's ABC Main Street Bank down the road from you, and you have, let's say, $1 million account at any given time. And so at the end of the business day, it's going to sweep any money above $250,000, and it's going to break it into chunks of $250,000 or less, and it's going to send it to other institutions, so other banks outside of this bank. So essentially, these banks have partnerships with hundreds of different banks across the country to make this possible. So at the end of the day, they're going to chop up any that excess of money over $250,000, are going to chop up into chunks of $250,000 or less, and they're going to send it to these different partner banks. So you don't have more than $250,000 at any given bank. And you can do this up to $150 million. So for most people, you're never going to have that problem. Most businesses are not going to have that problem having more than $150 million. Now, if you do, you can be insured up to that amount. And then anything above that, you would not be. And so this is a great workaround for most businesses, because most businesses, like I said, if you're doing seven figures or more, you're going to have cash at any given time well above $250,000. And so you want to protect it in case if there's a run on a bank or anything happens to a bank where it goes out of business, your money could be lost. And so this is the way to do it. It's called Insured Cash Sweep Account. And almost all banks have the ability to do this because, again, they partner with hundreds of banks throughout the country. So if you don't do this, go reach out to your bank, go talk to your bank and ask if they have this. If they do, sign up for it immediately. If they don't, I would go look for another bank because this is important. You want to protect that money. And I forgot to mention, when it does sweep into account, generally it goes into a higher yielding account so you can make some interest income off that money as well. All right, guys, this was a quick one. I just wanted to share a tactical solution for you because I've been hearing about this often, right? People get nervous. They saw what happened to the different banks, Signature Bank, Silicon Valley, and they get nervous, right? They don't want that to happen to their hard-earned money. That could cripple them, cripple their business. So this is a solution. This is a workaround. If you don't already employ that in your business, I highly recommend you do. If you're fortunate enough to have this issue as an individual where you keep that amount of cash liquid at any given time, I would look into this as well. All right, everybody. As always, easy doesn't pay well and instant gratification is self-destructive. So not only get out there and work hard for your money, but have your money work hard for you so you can create the life of your dreams. And after all, personal excellence, making ourselves the best we can is what's going to make this world a better place. All right, everybody, catch you on the next one.
Hey, this is Sean Winslow. After being in the financial services industry for years and having candid conversations with good people just like you, I realized that so many of us are wanting an investment strategy that provides solid returns and consistent income without the bumps in the road. There's little known secret that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. There is investment out there that is less volatile and the returns are stronger. Get more details by going to greenbriercg.com and clicking on the free e-report. And by the way, if this show has provided you any value, then feel free to leave an honest written review and, of course, share it with a friend who needs it. See you next week for another great show.